For people tracking the nation's climbing housing prices, Tim Esten's findings in the high-priced Aspen market may come as a surprise.
People's bearings are formed by what they hear nationally, what's going on nationally, prices rising, real estate markets are on fire in different markets. And my report makes a case based on the facts that that is in fact not happening in the Aspen market.
The news isn't all bad. Homes are selling, prices are stable, and Esten says Aspen is better off than it was 3 or 4 years ago. What's unnerving, he says, is how the numbers compare to previous years. Since 2009, home inventory, or the number of properties actively listed on the market, has dropped significantly.
So in general, the less inventory, the more healthy the market is, or the more feverish and the more activity in the marketplace, and the better ability for sellers to raise prices. The tighter the inventory, the greater the chance that prices will be rising.
Got that? Less inventory is good. More inventory means there's more supply, less demand, and lower prices. So if inventory is dropped, then what's the problem? Well, the concern is how it ranks compared to pre-recession levels. When you compare the first half of 2013 to 2004, when the market started its climb, Aspen's inventory is a whopping 68% higher, and sales are 32% lower. Supply is up, and demand is down compared to 10 years ago. And, Esten says, when it comes to the rest of the resort market, Aspen's lagging behind.
The Hamptons, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, the West Coast, Santa Monica, San Francisco, those markets, I would say, are luxury markets in general and seem to be just going through the roof. Bidding wars, lack of inventory, and that is not the case in Aspen.
Esten says it's safe to say the housing market glory days of the mid-2000s are probably over, at least for the near future.
The trouble we have in Aspen is that we're so used to being the last in to recessions and the first out. And that doesn't seem to be the case right now. It is what it is, and we're hopeful that the second half of 2013 is going to be stronger than the first half.
For now, it looks like Aspen may need to continue to get comfortable with a new housing market reality. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Rebecca Kruth.